No, definitely not. It made me make me more and more angry.
Seema Misra was wrongfully jailed in 2010 and spent 15 months in prison as a result of faulty IT software. David Smith, who's giving evidence to the Horizon Inquiry, says he apologises for the email he sent to the post office staff, saying her conviction was brilliant news. Israel says direct action by Iran will be met with force. There are concerns Tehran is planning a revenge strike. The consulate in Damascus was bombed, killing several members of the Revolutionary Guard. Waiting lists for routine hospital treatment in England have fallen for the fifth month in a row. 5.4 million procedures on the books at the end of February. That's down slightly from January. But NHS stats show the government's still failing to hit its target of 76% of patients being seen within 4 hours at emergency departments. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is encouraged by the progress that's being made.
Over the last 5 months, a reduction of around 200,000 in the overall waiting list, which is positive. And if it wasn't for industrial action, an extra 430,000 patients would have been treated. So whilst there's, of course, a lot more work to do, the plan is working.
A 25-year-old man's been remanded in custody, charged with the murder of mother Kulsama Akhtar in Bradford. She was pushing her baby in a pram when she was stabbed to death on Saturday. Steelworkers in Port Talbot have voted to go on strike for the first time in over 40 years. They're going to walk out over plans to close the blast furnaces at the site with a loss of 2,800 jobs. And after a delay due to high winds and rain, the Masters in Augusta will tee off this hour. Rory McIlroy will go shortly after 6pm at the first golf major of the year. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Thanks, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we see clear spells early, but more clouds soon move in from the southwest. It should be mainly dry with the shower. It cannot be ruled out, to be fair. It will continue to be breezy with overnight lows of 11. Now, tomorrow's going to start cloudy, although should be generally dry. But the odd light showers also can't be ruled out. It will become dry and largely sunny in the afternoon. It's going to be but very mild, with highs of 20 tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Live on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome aboard Thursday's Drive. Huge shout out to Roy Tyzak. What a brilliant show as usual. He will be back next Thursday, 1 to 3. How's your Thursday going? We've got two amazing guests today. We've got Leanne, CEO of Leg Aching Arms Charity, who's going to be here really soon. We'll also be having your very own yoga well-being coaching after 5 today. Yes, it is Thursday. Michelle will be back in the studio. And needless to say, we have some of your favourite features and great music from all decades. Kicking off with this one from 1975 and number 5 for the Bee Gees.
Jack talking, you better do. Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Don't want
we'll be hearing from local artist Griffiths. It's Drive's track of the week, so that is coming up all within the next 10 minutes or so. We've got the latest Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. I always end up around the desk, so thank goodness we've not got the camera switched on today. I've also got a track from Genesis. Surprising to find out as well that they have never had a UK number one hit. They were number one in the US with the track that's going to be coming up soon. But now, as promised, it's Beyonce.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! Huh. There's a tornado.
Tornado
in my city.
In my city.
That ain't pretty. We'll get
risky.
We're surviving.
We're surviving.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left. Then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. No hold 'em.
Hey.
Lay your cards down, 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 down. So pop your Lexus. Fuck the keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold. Don't be a come take it to the floor.
I'll be
now.
Damned if I can't slow dance.
Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bag, come take it to the floor now.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Do you have talent but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Join our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Rappers, comedians, talent show, and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to helping drive so green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 70459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
That was Genesis with Invisible Touch. And do you know what the year was? Do you want me to tell you? It might upset you. It was 1986. Yeah, it was 15. Peaked at 15. Spent about 8 to 10 weeks in the chart back in the day. One of my favourites of Genesis. And, of course, Phil Collins's voice there as well. Now, we've got a couple of more tracks coming up before we've actually got some travel news. Not much going on the road. Oh, and don't forget as well, around 3:30, or just after that, we will be speaking to CEO Leanne Turner of... Aiken arms. Yes, I almost forgot then. Actually, Leanne's right in front of me, mouthing where she's from as well. So, yeah, we're having a little bit of fun today. And she's got two gorgeous little teddy bears with T-shirts on it with the names on as well. So we'll be talking to Leanne in roughly 10 minutes' time. But now, here's my track of the week for Drive. This is the local artist, Sophie Griffiths, friend of the show, Skin I'm In.
Keep finding so many flaws in the mirror. I wish my stomach was thinner. These loving eyes go to waste. 16, keeping the doctors away by eating an apple at daylight to all of my family and friends. I know better than this. I'm still learning to love her. I'm so new to it. I'm beautiful, the beautiful skin I'm in. Starting to say I wouldn't change anything. I'm still gonna fall, stumble, but I know things ain't gone. About the skin I'm in. It's skydiving, leaving the walls of my comfort. The scars on the outside, they don't hurt as much as the ones inside. But I'm getting so close. Talking about it's the first time I know. How many wrongs do I need till I get it right? I'm beautiful, the beautiful skin. Starting and I'm in. About the skin I'm in. About the skin I'm in.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, so there's delays due to traffic light failure on the A12 at the M25. That's Junction 28, Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Congestion now, I'm just looking, it's to the Brentwood turnoff along the A12. Queue's now back on the M25. Anti-clockwise is back to Junction 29. That's the Romford turn up on the roundabout there. The bridges are not looking too bad at all at the Dartford crossings, all looking okay. A120 though, eastbound slow traffic between Marks Farm Interchange. Braintree slow traffic on the A120 east between the B1256 and Galleys Corner roundabout. And Coggleshall Road, A120 slow eastbound approaching the A12 at Marks Tay. Quick look at Chelmsford, slow on partway east between the High Bridge and Army and Navy roundabout, and also Bellow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout, and slow traffic on the A114 Bellow Bypass approaching, yep, the same roundabout, Army and Navy roundabout. Heading over to the rail is looking not too bad today at all, but on the Tube, severe delays on the Metropolitan line between Aldgate and Uxbridge, minor delays on the rest of the line. Northern line still tricky, all minor delays all over due to cancellations, but the underground station is closed on Kentish Town, and there's no service on Northern line between Golders Green and Edgware. Minor delays on Victoria line, Blackfall, and finally, no service on the Piccadilly line between Harrow and Uxbridge, and minor delays between South Harrow and Town, all due to signalling problems. Now, before I introduce you to Leanne, it's just going to take me home.
Wrapped up, so consumed by all this hurt. If you ask me, don't know where to start. Love, confusion, roads that go nowhere. I know there's somewhere better, 'cause you always take me there. Came to the broken faith, gave me more than a hand to hold. Call before I hit the ground, tell me I'm safe, you've got me now. Would you take the wheel? If I lose control, if I'm lying here, will you take me home? If it helps me walk away, then it's what I need. Every minute gets easier the more you talk to me. You rationalize my darkest thoughts, yeah, you set them free. Came to you with a broken faith, gave me more than a hand to hold. Caught before I hit the ground, tell me I'm safe, you got. Make it better in time, we'll make it heal. I won't be lost forever, and soon I wouldn't feel like I'm haunted or falling. Say space, we'll make it better in time, we'll make it heal. I won't be lost forever, and soon I wouldn't feel like I'm haunted or falling. Would you take the wheel if I lose control, if I'm lying here?
Was Jess Glynn. This is Drive, and you're listening to Phoenix FM. And we have the studio, as well as Liam, got two lovely little bears as well. So my guest is founder and CEO of Aching Arms Charity, Leanne Turner. Hello.
Hi, Joe. Lovely to be here.
I know. It's great to actually finally meet you as well.
Brilliant. Likewise. Really lovely. Yes. You've been really supportive of Aching Arms, so thank you.
Oh, no. I'm just looking at the two little teddies there. And you are stroking the teddy's head as well. They are beautiful things, I must admit. Got a little T-shirt on as well. I will take a photograph, don't worry, so you can see what the little teddy bears look like at home. Now, Leanne, Aching Arms Charity, as many wonderful charities, are created by couples with experiences and or loss, right? So, and Aching Arms give help and support when people experience the heartbreak of losing their baby. So would you mind telling us your story? Because I think just like, you know, to give that background, if you're able.
Absolutely. And I think important thing just to mention, Jo, just as a trigger warning for any of your listeners, if they've been affected by the loss of a baby during pregnancy, at birth or in infancy, just it's okay if you actually need to tune out now, in all honesty. But also just know that we're here if, after hearing my story, it does trigger your own story, that Aching Arms are here to support you and the helpline is available.
That's wonderful.
In 2009, we lost our little son, James. My heart's already pounding, so I'm just excited about it. But he was born at 23 weeks gestation. And it was 1 year after losing him that I was at absolute rock bottom. I'd been a teacher, secondary school teacher. I could take on any teenager you like, a whole class full of them. Mm. But losing James, absolutely, I was in pieces. I was a complete shadow of myself. And it was Mother's Day, actually, 2010. A lot of your listeners will know the Woodman Road Cemetery. Yeah. And I was walking there. I needed some time. Sure. I'd lost my mum when I was young. I'd lost my baby. And it just felt like a really challenging day. I was rocked with them. I was walking through the cemetery because I love to walk around the woods here. Hartswood was a place I walked regularly. Mm. Donkey Lane, all through there, just through my grief. I could just in privacy almost and just feel the strength of nature. So I was walking through the cemetery, you know, cutting through to Donkey Lane, and I thought, how am I going to start existing again, stop existing and living again? Because I'd gone back to work. I was just carrying on life in a very, with a sad core running right through me, is what I used to describe. Sure. And I thought, you know, when I was a little girl, how I coped was by helping others. And what I got joy from was helping others, because my mum was poorly, so I helped her a lot. And I thought, maybe that's what I need to do. I need to help others to help me heal. Yeah. So I came home that day and I told my partner, Mark, I've decided I'm going to set up this charity. I need to help others so that I can start to help myself. And so there's a little a charity in Australia. So many of your listeners probably can't hear it, but I am Australian. I've been here 24 years now. There's a charity in Australia called Bears of Hope, and they supported me because I needed to reach out to other Australians at the time to get connection.
Yeah.
And I said to them, there's nothing like the Bears of Hope here in England or the UK. How would you feel about me having a go at offering some support and comfort to others? So they said, you've got to have a listen. Take some teddy bears to your local hospital and see what happens. So I got 20 teddy bears down to Queen's Hospital. I got other bereaved mums who I'd connected with at the time to back me, write the website, write the literature, sending me teddy bears, posting them in through the post. And we got those first 20 teddy bears down to Romford, to the bereavement midwife there. And that's how it all started. From there, it's been a journey of 14 years since I founded the charity. We're now a national charity working with 192 hospitals, plus hospices, plus funeral directors and other support groups. We donate our little teddy bears to them also. Mm. So that, quite simply, the little teddy bear is the gift of comfort.
Yeah.
Comfort for your arms that ache. Mm. My arms ached in the days after losing James. I just had this physical sensation I needed to hold my baby. And the teddy bear, it's not your baby, but it's a gift from one bereaved family to another. So the little label, Joe, you can see, and the photos will explain it.
Yeah, I'll take photographs and put them up. So
on the back of the little card, it's got the name of the baby in whose memory this has been gifted.
Oh, wow.
So this little one is in memory of Fern, and Fern sadly died in February 2018, and her family have donated this teddy bear so that it can be gifted on to another bereaved family so they know they're not alone. It acts as a little comforter to hold in your empty arms. It's a message you're not alone. And it also helps midwives and nurses have a conversation about where you go next for help and support after you've been discharged from hospital.
Yeah, wow. Well, that's just a wonderful thing because it's a full cycle as well. So you're sharing your own stories through the teddies as well.
Absolutely. And we've got around 150 volunteers all across the UK. Each of them prepare the teddy. So they... Back in the early days, we used to tie the ribbons and ends and all sorts. Now they've got our own little teddies, got the ribbon already. Oh. But they take delivery of the bears. Yeah. They're given a list of all the little babies in whose memory they're dedicated. They attach the little information with support. Then they arrange with their local midwife to take the bears to hospital. So for those volunteers... I wanted them to feel the same healing that I have felt through the charity. So we don't just dispatch them from a factory to a distribution centre. It's all very personal.
Yeah.
And we've got volunteers who've been with me from the very start, you know, 14 years, where they prepare bears, take them to the hospital, interact with the midwives and are building positive memories after what was so traumatic, you know, when they left that hospital after losing their baby.
And it started just in Romford Hospital, just with a few bears, and now it's nationwide.
That's exactly right.
That's amazing. Yep. Because obviously it's not just the bears as well that you provide. There's different support because you've got different elements really, haven't you? Departments in a way, really. So do you want to explain like the father support? Because obviously it's not just about the mums, is it? So
that's right. And so it was during the pandemic, actually. We used to refer families to other much bigger at the time baby loss charities for helplines because we didn't have a helpline. In the pandemic, we knew that the NHS frontline services were struggling. The community midwives weren't able to get out to see bereaved families. The specialist bereavement midwives couldn't give the same time that they had previously. So we wanted to support them, the midwives who are so key to our work. Without all those midwives offering our bears, families wouldn't receive them. So we set up a helpline. We got some funding. We have a helpline. So that's the supporting arms service. Now, the supporting arms service is growing. It's not a crisis line.
No.
It's a callback service. So you can ring, text or email to arrange. You can just have email support if you want. You can just have text support if that feels easier. Or you can arrange a time for our bereavement team to call you back. We've also then grown to what we call virtual online calls. Some people prefer to, although it's not in person, but to see the person they're speaking to, see their expressions. So we've got that is available also. Right. It's all free of charge, of course. It's all funded. And then we've got provision set out just for bereaved fathers. We noticed that our bereaved dads were doing fundraising. They were doing Tough Mudders and obstacle courses and, you know, nuclear races, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But they weren't. And then when we sort of were speaking to them, they were sharing their stories. And we thought, we need them to access the support service, not just our fundraising managers, who do a beautiful job of supporting them. But so we went out and sort of put together an advisory group of dads and said, look, how can we help you? Because we're all female staff at the time. How can we help you? And they identified the things they wanted. They wanted a dedicated support away from their partners so they could talk about their grief. They wanted some sort of survival guide, some sort of guidance from other bereaved dads as to what to do. So we've now got every month, Monday night, 7:30, so first Monday of each month at 7:30, it's an online support group for dads. It's just a place to come together. It's led by a bereaved dad who's got lots of experience of trauma counselling and support. And we've got... a guidebook for dads. I haven't got the right words, but it's a book that says you're a dad, you always will be. And it's got a whole mix of sort of supportive messaging, strategies around fitness and health. It's got gratitude, things to try and think of the positives as you go through your journey, not in the early days, but try and focusing the mind on mindfulness, breathing techniques, health and physical care for yourself. Because the dads told us that they put their grief on hold, and because they're looking after their partner and their other children looking after them, they're having to do all the communicating about what's happened. Often their partner would say, I'm not speaking in that meeting with the consultant. You've got to ask the questions. I'm too traumatized. So the burden is placed on them, but they need a space of their own. And 6 months after their loss was when they felt they sort of started to really grieve and hit some place, a raw place.
Because they've been going so long, like their own toolbox needed, wasn't it, really?
Exactly, yeah. So we've got that position, and we've got a dedicated dad now who does take phone calls for dads or text messages.
Yeah.
You know, we're not overwhelmed. We're not overwhelmed. There is space for people to call us and, you know, take advantage of our support services. Mm. Some of our calls that come in are simply things like, I've got an anniversary coming up. What can I do? Mm. It's my first Christmas. What do you suggest? Because all of the people in our call centre, our helpline, that makes it sound really funny. It's only four people.
Yeah.
They've all got experience themselves as bereaved parents. Mm. So we share stories. We don't do counselling in that sense.
No, no. Can point people in the right direction as well for that, can't you, if necessary?
Yes, we absolutely do. And one of our helpline lead people, she is actually a counsellor.
Ah.
And so if need be, we know the safeguards in place. And we've got really good links with other charities that offer that. You know, trauma counselling charity, just Cambridgeshire Way, called PEC. We work collectively with lots of the charities.
Yeah, so you've got support as well, essentially, right?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, we do, because we're all bereaved parents running the charity.
Mm. Trusted
and bereaved. Nearly all of our volunteers are bereaved parents, so we really do look after each other through support with other charities.
Yeah. So you've got other branches of that as well, haven't you, as well? So
yeah. Should I catch my breath?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to play a song, because I always ask my guests if you want to request. So I know what it is now. Have you forgotten what it is already? Because we did go for quite a few, didn't we?
No, it's Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
And it's a tough one. It's called Torn.
It is.
And I think it definitely reflects how I felt. I felt so torn and devastated and at a complete loss when I lost my baby James. And it's not a joyous song, but it's a raw truth that she sort of sings.
Excellent.
But I saw a man, what he like. He was warm, he came around, like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. Wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late. I'm already torn. So I guess the fortune teller's right. Should have seen what was there and not some holy light. But you crawl beneath my veins now. I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed. Thank you.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. Gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Right, we're back with Leanna from acheninarms.co.uk as well, if you want to have a look. So, look, we've just been talking for quite a while already, and I could talk to you for at least another 2 hours. So, I want to kind of get understand what Be Together is. What, if you can just enlighten us on that, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we try and do things slightly differently at Aching Arms. So what we want to do is not bring people together for support groups like lots of other charities have those. We know there's fantastic provision here in the local area and across the UK for those sorts of support. So what we've set out to have is what's called a Be Together program. So it's bringing people together around an activity. Bereaved families, whether they're bereaved parents, they could be the grandparents or siblings, so that we can just bring together around an activity. So we recently held one in Billericay, actually, which was just an Easter floral arrangement session. So we did a session in the morning for parents, a session in the afternoon for children, to create a beautiful tribute in memory of their sibling or their baby at Easter time.
Yeah.
And the beautiful sharing of the stories of each other and just companionship was just utterly beautiful. I attended. It's an honour to have everybody share their raw stories and just someone put your hand on your shoulder and say, it's okay, you're not alone, I walked this journey too. Mm. So that happened recently. What we've got coming up is a Be Together event for dads, which is a football match. So we've been challenged by Sands United football team to pull together an Aching Arms football team. They don't train regularly, but we get overwhelmed when we put it out there. We get so many dads, uncles, brothers who come forward and say, we'll play. Yeah. So the 27th of April, that's happening. It's at Charlton Athletic football pitch. Have you got the details?
Yeah, Meridian Sports. Club at Charlton Park Lane, London SE7.
That's it. So we've got the team is all sorted. My partner Mark's playing, so shout out to him.
What dusting his position? Boots off. What position does he play? You have no idea.
They play all over. They play for as long as they can and sub on, so that they're not regular players, our dads. But gee, they've got beautiful energy.
Oh, brilliant.
So if anyone wants to come down and just be there, I'll be there cheering on just to support them. And if someone's been affected and just wants to reach out and see other faces and see other people and talk to others, my team will be there.
Oh.
So you're welcome to that. Later in the year, I think it's September, isn't it, Joe, if you've got the website there. Duncan from Get Outside, he runs the local CIC here. He's doing an activity for families in the wilderness in September, I believe that is.
Right.
So don't quote me on that, but it is all now.
It's the 14th of September at Kelvedon Hatch near Chelmsford, Essex. So, yes, let's get out. Actually, Duncan was here on the Tuesday. So
let's get out. Duncan's a great supporter of Aching Arms.
Wonderful guy.
Yeah, so they're happening. We've got funding for 2 years to run these, and the idea is to run them all across the country.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that if they continue to be successful, then we can look at getting funds to continue that program. But so far, it's just so beautiful to see the families come together and friendships be born through that interaction together.
And it's helping to spread the word as well. So, like, if you at home know somebody that could be interested or might want to even help out, you can go to achingarms.co.uk. Go on, you can even do it now while you're listening to us. But look, you said you've got all these people that are volunteering as well. So what's the training kind of involved with all that?
So, yes, we do some online training for our volunteers so that they feel prepared and, you know, confident to go into hospitals and take them and prepare them beautifully and support their own journeys of grief through doing that. And then what we have with the bears, so that midwives and nurses know and understand how to offer the bears sensitively and how our experiences of loss can help and experience of clinical care can be used as an example for what was good and what was not so good. We offer to work with us, we do free training for midwives and nurses. So we go in, we talk about the bears, we talk about our lived experience, and give them the opportunity to see bereaved parents who are not still in that really traumatized state, who we can talk about and reflect upon the care we had so they can learn and be better. Because midwives only get about an hour out of their whole training on bereavement. And it's so important that they know how to look after parents.
Is that all? Really? Wow.
It's a really small amount of time. So we've done work at Anglia Ruskin. We spoke this year. One of my colleague, Lindsay, did a lecture there around bereavement care. So the message is getting out there. We do all that free. The other training, Joe, is for employers. It's not free. That's to help us grow the charity.
Sure.
We offer training modules, either in person or online.
Right.
It's around three themes of acknowledging, understanding and supporting bereaved parents who are in your workplace.
Full package.
The full package. So that from the moment you get that terrible call to say, we've had bad news, baby has died or baby is very poorly or I'm miscarrying, no heartbeat, whatever the traumatic news parents have been given, when you get told that as an employer or a manager, it's very confronting for you.
Yeah.
So by doing our training, we can give you the skills like right from the start to know what to do immediately. Reflect upon what policies you've got in place. More and more businesses, thank goodness, are putting in policies for pre-24 weeks loss. So post there is legislation for bereavement leave. 24 weeks isn't. And it's an absolute lottery as to what your manager might say, do or allow. The NHS have just, 2 weeks ago, put forward their 10-day bereavement leave pre-24-week losses for the mother and 5 days paid leave for dads, which is fantastic news. And it gives a benchmark for businesses.
Yeah.
So we could go in, do training with your team, help managers and colleagues understand how to support bereaved parents from the moment they get that news through to their return to work and how to handle that. And like I said, reflect on their policies they've got. And how to not just have a policy, but how to enact a policy through a human perspective, because it might say 2 weeks leave on piece of paper, but for many, 2 weeks won't be the right amount of time.
It could be less.
It could be much more. I mean,
so
my James, my James was 23 weeks, so I was only, you know, I wasn't entitled to full maternity. But my employer had to manage that very carefully. I ended up off work for 4 months. So we want to empower managers and employers to use their instincts, but also understand the impact fully, and that they need to really have a case-by-case situation and make judgments.
So it helps them navigate. So it's a really important part of it.
Yeah.
So, well, look, there's so much more. If you want to look at volunteering and things like that as well, you can have a look on the website. I'm going to say it again, achingarms.co.uk, and you've got all the events page, you've got everything on there, including the merchandise as well, because I didn't even realise there's a wonderful little kind of badge. It's got a pink and blue ribbon. I didn't even know it's a baby awareness pin. I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, so Baby Loss Awareness Week, I'll come back and talk to you about that. It's in October.
Oh, you definitely come back on that one, yeah.
And that's the pin badge that we sell that, you know, not just us, all the Baby Loss charities will have those available.
But you sell those to the bears, to everything
so,
else?
So, yeah, right? Our charity e-shop is not a village charity shop. Yeah. It's sort of items that have been carefully vetted by us for you to send to a friend, for example, or a family member, a comfort box, a letterbox hug, a sentimental item that we feel is appropriate for bereaved families. You can buy a little dandelion bear. He's the little guy in the T-shirt here. He's not dedicated in memory of a baby. He's just a little bear that brings comfort to anybody.
He's cute.
And all the items, there's lovely scarves and jewellery. They're not all about bereavement. They're about supporting the charity, but have a link to the charity. So, yeah, Christmas presents, birthday, all sorts.
It's great, because sometimes, like, when people have had a loss of anything, you never know really what to buy, what to do, what to say. So having a website like that can really help everybody out, friends, family, colleagues, work. So, yeah, it's amazing what you do, Anna. I do feel terrible, but we've only got a couple of minutes now until we've got the news. So we're going to give it another shout, achingarms.co.uk. If you've just tuned in and you want more information, the interview will be up online by the weekend on Drive or Joe Bailey. It'll be on phoenixfm.com. And all the relevant links that you need or that somebody else you know may need will be on the link as well. And I'm going to take some pictures of the cute little bears as well, because they are. And as you said, they're not just something that's been manufactured elsewhere. It's something actually that's you can see it's taken a lot of care to produce those little bears. They are gorgeous.
And each of them comes with love from one bereaved family to another. So, you know, please do reach out. And on your phone, if you want to request a bear, they're free for all bereaved parents. You can do that on the website. And the Rare Helpline is there too if you need to speak to somebody.
Brilliant stuff. Leanne, thanks so much. I will see you again in October. I'm going to take pictures of the bear in a second. Now, we've got about 20 seconds until we've got the news. So I'm going to start off with Girls Aloud with 7 minutes on the ground. And then a great new as well after the news. Leanne, again, thank you so much.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.